both your individual appearance but collective appearance, as well as the military precision of the inspection, was outstanding, absolutely outstanding. One of the great things, one of the strong foundations about the Los Angeles Police Department is its traditions, is its respect of its semi-military origins. And starting at the academy and moving throughout your careers, formal roll calls, command inspections every several years, part of the reason for that is to remind all of us of the traditions of this great organization, to remind us that while we are individuals, we also collectively make up an organization, in our case, an area command, and collectively the department. Some of the things I enjoy most during my time here as chief of this department is this department's celebration of tradition. The end-of-month recruit graduation has been done almost exactly the same for 75 years on that Elysian field. These command inspections have been done, by and large, the same way for many years. Chief Pasinger is working to improve each and every one of them so that with each of these inspections, there is more standardization, there is more recognition of individual officers, all of it done to enhance and remind you of the specialness of this department, the LAPD. I've got an experience that most of you don't have in having worked in departments around the country, including New York and Boston, but also having visited many police organizations around the world. And believe me, there is no place quite like this place as it relates to tradition, as it relates to appearance, as it relates to its sense of self. This is an extraordinary time for our organization, an extraordinary time in the history of our country, and in the history of our country as it relates to law enforcement. For much of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the Los Angeles Police Department was looked to as the outstanding organization in the United States, if not the world. But in the 1990s, we fell on hard times, a series of scandals, a series of issues that detracted significantly from the luster, the varnish on that badge, the sense of spirit that the department had about itself. But now, as we have moved into the 21st century, we have once again regained, without challenge, the leadership position in this country, if not the world. The judge's actions on this past Friday, releasing us from the consent decree, was significant in two ways. One, certainly, that the consent decree that has brought about profound changes and has required a phenomenal amount of effort on the part of every member of this department, that it still had a negative connotation, the idea that this great department, this proud department, this incredibly effective department, the idea that it needed outside monitoring to do its job. It worked against so much that's been accomplished, certainly during the 7 years I'm familiar with the organization, but which had begun during Chief Pomeroy's tenure just prior to my arrival. The fact that this department, over the last 8 years, has had steady crime declines, longest stretch of uninterrupted crime decline in the history of the department. The idea that overall crime is down 35%, homicides between 50 and 60%, and that the gang violence that is so much associated with this region of the country, that the reality is it is so much less than it was at its height in 1992 when there were 1,092 murders in the city. This year, at the rate we're going, we'll probably end up with about 320. A 70% reduction. That did not just happen. It happened because largely of you. You and the hard work that you've applied to the mission that we have to reduce crime, fear, and disorder. It's also happened because over the last several years, this department has also come much closer to its communities. Community representatives who are here today, and I appreciate very much that they are in attendance. The idea that we are a community policing department, that we are focused on partnerships, not only with our communities, but with our law enforcement colleagues. City attorney who's here this morning will speak in a moment, city council, our other colleagues in the alphabet agencies of the federal government, Chippies. This year, first time down on the beach, you've got assistance from the Chippies on Friday, Saturday, Sunday evenings. That collective partnership. People want to be associated with a winner. It's human nature. Well, right now, we are a winner. We are an organization that is recognized around this country as having got our game back. We are looked up to, we are admired, we are respected. I get it more than you do because I travel all over this country and this world. I was in London last week. Sir Paul Stevens, the head of the Metropolitan Police, was very complimentary about all that he had been hearing about efforts that we are making on our crime reduction, oftentimes reported in their media over there, and our counterterrorism efforts. We are an organization that's on the move. We are an organization that has, in fact, got our reputation back, and it is in large part due to the individual and collective efforts of each and every one of you, as reflected in the quite obvious pride that you have in this department and the way that you presented yourself this morning. The attention to detail. Many of you, the badge shining that you have, that I attempted to point out, those of you with the badges that quite obviously there's an extraordinary pride in them and the shining that you put on them. A couple of you just about raced City Hall from the badge. I don't know if that's symbolic or not, but in terms of it is really quite obvious that there is a great deal of pride in this very famous badge, if not the most famous badge. Interestingly enough, a little later this month, that the post office will be honoring Jack Webb, Dragnet, who made this badge so famous in the 50s and 60s. And a large part of my reason for wanting to join policing was shaped by my early exposure when I was 6, 7, 8 years old to Dragnet every Thursday night and watching that badge be shined on that television. And then 30-some-odd years later, the privilege of having it handed to me. And I'll never forget when it was first handed to me, feeling the weight of it, this famous badge that I'd seen from afar. So often when I'm traveling around the world and the country, that when I go through particularly TSA inspections or people where you have to display your identification, when they see an LA badge, they invariably ask, can I see that? Can I hold it? And because they've seen it so often represented. But when they see the real thing, it has special meaning to them. That special meaning is that this department is known around the world and is increasingly, once again, being known around the world for its excellence, its leadership in crime reduction, terrorism prevention, professionalism. You are part of an extraordinary organization. I encourage that you work very hard in the upcoming months. We have very troublesome months ahead with budget issues, that we're going to have to do more with less after a number of years of getting a lot more to work with. Incredibly new facilities, many of our stations brand new, the new headquarters, forensics labs, emergency services, jails, a lot of new equipment. The city has been very good to us over these last few years, but we're going into lean times, so we're going to have to work with less, but we're going to be asked also to work harder. I encourage that you do that. The crime reductions at this command are excellent. The sense of feeling of the public that you are doing a good job is increasing. The idea that in the recent LA Times poll that 83% of the public rates you as good or very good, that a significant majority of the population, as they look to the future, feel that the department is going to do even better in the future. The idea that almost two-thirds of our African-American population when polled indicate that you're doing a good to very good job. What a turnaround in that community, which has been at odds, unfortunately, with this department for so many decades. There is finally a coming together, because there's a respect for how much crime is being reduced and how much better the department is doing with its interaction with its communities. In closing, I'll close the way I began. Thank you for the outstanding job that you do day in and day out. Thank you for the opportunity to tell your story as chief of the department, and my encouragement that you continue.